today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Faith that comes before the throne of God is not based upon a performance, on works, on how strong your faith is or how strong-willed you are. It's based upon, totally based upon the Lord Jesus Christ, His finished work. So it's not how much faith you have. It's where you put your faith. It's where you place it. And when you place it in the Lord, it'll go before the throne and you'll find grace. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 6. Well, let me start at verse 3. I always want to give you a little more to make a little more sense to you. Verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Verse 6, "to the praise of the glory of his grace," his enabling, his ability, "wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." Look at somebody, tell him, "I'm accepted in the beloved." Look the other side, "I'm accepted in the beloved." Come on, understand that I am accepted. He has accepted us in the beloved. Now, don't count on the responses of people. People's minds, the way people think. Sometimes, like I said, people can be haters. Don't go there. You are accepted. As long as God accepts you, people can say what they will or may. I'm going to be bold and go before the throne of God. Because God has accepted me, no matter what you might think, no matter what you might say, no matter how you might mistreat me, abuse or misuse me, lie to me or cheat me, God has accepted me. That means everything. Somebody shout, "I'm accepted." God has accepted you. Sometimes the church is too legalistic and judgmental, amen, trying to sit in God's place. Yes, we have discernment. But when you have a lot of grace, you have a lot of grace to contain. You have an ability to bear infirmities of weak people and not judge them, not kick them to the curb, but love them till they get up on their feet. Till they get into their right mind, till they get healed, till they get a job, till they get cleaned up, till they get truly saved. Amen. You have grace for it. See, you can't have strong people around you until you know your place. Otherwise, you'll be killing people that God sent to you that are strong. See, insecure people are always watching, thinking you scheming and plotting. I'm of this persuasion. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, God's going to condemn it, because I ain't going to fight it. I'm going to let God fight that battle. I'm going to be busy with the master's work. God said, "I'll fight your battles." He said, "Avenge not yourself. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, give him something to eat. If he thirsts, give him some Kool-Aid. Or whatever, to quench his thirst. I don't know. I went back on some of y'all, you know, Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? But in so doing, you heap coals of fire. God has a plan. God will get folk that don't like you to respect you. He'll get folk that have been hating on you to stand up for you. No, leave Rev alone. Leave them alone. No. You get to him, you got to go through me. I've had people do that before. Amen. God will do it. Amen. Okay, so God accepts you. He accepts you before the throne because you are in Christ. You know, faith, here's an important part that faith has. Faith believes it because it's in the Word. See, a lot of people have a lot of faith for a lot of stuff, but we want faith for that is in the Word. I can believe it because it's in the Word. We just read it. We are accepted. It's in the Word. Now, if it wasn't in the Word, then okay, I'm out there, but I don't know. But I have a solid foundation to stand on, the Word of God, which changes not. Is settled in heaven, and it says that I am accepted. So whether certain organizations accept you or not, hello, whether you in the little group or in the little clique or not, if they write you off on the job and separate their company from you or not, you can know that I'm accepted by God. That's all that really counts. He accepts me in his word. He accepts me before the throne. I can come with boldness into the throne room. I don't have to be mealy-mouthed and afraid. I can come with boldness. I'm a child of God, accepted by God. He welcomes me into the throne room. Sometimes he wants you to come in and sit on his lap. Talk to me about it. Tell me all about the problems. Come on, talk to me. Tell me. Be honest with me. What is it you need? What is it you desire? What is it that's troubling you? You have access. You have that right. Covenant right. You are accepted. My God, my God. All the doors that's closed in your face. All the people that separated themselves from you. All the so-called friends you had that ain't really friends. All the ones that lied on you, pulled you down, backbent you, amen, did all kind of stuff, mistreated and abused. Listen, I don't mean nothing today. Why? Because I've been accepted. My name is on the roll. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. When your name is on the roll, no matter what they try to do, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to prosper. Hallelujah. But your assignment, your obligation and responsibility is to love them. You can't hate back on them. You can't talk evil in turn. You got to learn to love them. That's where God molds and shapes your nature to represent him fully. But let me just say this. Now don't go this path, but even if you don't, you still accept it. If you never grow up, you still accept it. Hello, I said, if you never grow up, you still accept it. Tell somebody, grow up. Make it easier on the pastor. You see, after a while, you should be graduating from milk, from the Similac. You know, we put little crackers in your mouth, you know. After a while, you start eating a little meat, vegetables. Amen? All right, so God accepts us. What a wonderful thought. What a wonderful truth. Faith believes it because it's in the Word. Now, as I said earlier, What we watch out for is our emotions, because they can lie to us. Amen. Feelings of unworthiness. They can flood over you. They can flood your heart sometime, flood your mind. You don't feel worthy. But it doesn't change the word. When you feel unworthy, that don't change the word. When you know you go around crying and just wondering why, that don't change the word. You're still worthy. When you come out of that, you're going to find out you're still okay. It's still okay with God. God say, okay, wipe the tears, wipe the snot, you know, get just pull yourself together, Kobe, yeah, get up off the floor, and you're still worthy. Yeah, yeah. He not giving up on you, even though people may give up on you. He don't give up on you. He won't give up on you. Just like God won't give up on you. Now, the fact of the matter is this. You are unworthy apart from Jesus. Apart from Jesus, people are not worthy. He is the one that makes us worthy. You see, it's not based upon you. Acceptance is totally based upon Jesus. Wow, I love that. That liberates me to be who I am, or to be who God created me to be. I don't have to be a clone of anybody else. I can be me because of Jesus. I am accepted. It's based upon him, not upon how I straighten up. Tell somebody, straighten up. But your acceptance ain't based upon that. Do you understand? The reason why you want to straighten up is so that you can make life in this life pleasurable. You understand what I mean? There's some significance to that. But as far as eternity, we are accepted. We are unworthy only if we are outside of Christ. But inside of Christ, Jesus, you are worthy. You have right now, and this is a wonderful, wonderful truth, you have right now his righteousness. You see, Adam and Eve, they clothed themselves with fig leaves. In other words, they covered their nakedness. They covered their sin with their own effort. Amen. You know, people can do this outside of their relationship. If they have no relationship with God, they come and they give their dues to the church. Amen. Or their name is on a church roll. Or they go to church religiously and they try to find justification or righteousness in that, and that will never get it. Outside of Christ, you see, when Adam and Eve clothed themselves with those fig leaves, God removed them from them and gave them coats of skin. But an example is in Matthew and in the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus saw the fig tree and all that was on it was leaves. There were no figs, and he cursed it, and he said, bear no fruit henceforth forever. There's a type there, because in the Garden of Eden, they took fig leaves, and Jesus in the New Testament, he cursed that and said, in other words, the fig leaves represented in Genesis their righteousness, and the Lord cursed the fig tree because it had no fruit, just leaves. And he said, you'll never bear fruit. The next day that thing was dried up. In other words, he was saying, self-righteousness will never bear fruit in the kingdom. Our righteousness is a filthy rag.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 10 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled, Manifold Grace. Even when a person falls, they have an advocate, someone who is there for you. God isn't angry with you when you mess up. He's there to succor and aid you. God knows when you're going to mess up. It is the grace of God in your life that causes you to triumph. 1 John 2:1 states, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.